I often found myself dumbfounded when hearing how people pronounce brand names. Today, I'd like to share a personal encounter that will likely have you laughing out loud. Hang on tight. To cut the long story short, this happened during my time working as a sales professional in a jewelry shop that also stocked various brands of timepieces, including Seiko, the famous Japanese watch brand. I distinctly recall a moment when one of my fellow sales co-workers asked a customer, "Do you like to see these Seiko watches?" My jaw practically hit the floor. How could a salesperson mispronounce Seiko as Seiko? To compound the situation, the customer also referred to it as the Seiko watch. So, was there any chance of having a sale? Absolutely not. And honestly, I wasn't surprised. Seiko watches, founded by the Japanese watchmaker Kentaro Hattori in 1881, means holy, truth, child in Japanese. How does that relate to Seiko? Not at all. So, it's no wonder the watch remained unsold. Some might think I'm old-fashioned, but my logic is simple. If you don't respect the brand you're selling, how can you expect to sell it? That's why I recommend taking the time to look up brand names online and listen to their pronunciation rather than simply guessing and making mistakes. Showing respect to the brand's founder not only helps with sales, but also enhances your professionalism as a salesperson. It's not about superstition, it's about basic respect. Have you ever experienced something similar? I'd love to hear your story. And hey, if you enjoy anecdotes like these and want more insights into the world of sales and business, consider subscribing to my podcast. Each episode is packed with valuable lessons and entertaining stories that can help you navigate the professional world with finesse. So hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode. See you next time. This is Eileen, your trusted sales coach.